Today's News at Noon is sponsored by ET Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years, they are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. We're up to 47 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 20 civil service employees have resigned from Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. They say their technical expertise was being used to dismantle critical public services, which they don't agree with. Meantime, there's still widespread confusion about the job security of thousands of federal government employees.
Federal workers in limbo after confusing and contradictory guidance about that ultimatum and midnight deadline from billionaire Elon Musk, saying employees must respond to an email with a list of what they did last week or lose their job. The president calling that idea genius.
ABC senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott. Consumer confidence taking a nosedive. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index shows measures on how Americans feel about the overall economy. This week's report shows the largest decline in confidence since August of 2021. For the first time since last June, the expectations index was below the threshold that usually signals a recession. This is ABC News. Denny's breakfast menu is getting more expensive. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Getting that Moons Over My Hammy or the Grand Slam will cost more. Denny's is now joining the Waffle House and announcing it will have to add a surcharge onto any meal on its menu that includes eggs. Unlike the Waffle House, which is charging 50 cents per egg, Denny's isn't making it a set price, but instead will allow variations market by market and restaurant by restaurant, saying it's trying to navigate the rapidly changing market dynamics. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Parents in New Mexico demanding answers after a busload of high school students from Las Cruces was stopped at a border checkpoint last week. The students were headed to a swim meet in Albuquerque when an ICE agent boarded their bus and demanded to see everyone's papers. The FBI says it thwarted a mass casualty attack similar to the 2016 one in which five police officers were killed during a Black Lives Matter march in Dallas. A 21-year-old in Corpus Christi under arrest. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 47 degrees in Richland Center. Our forecast calls for sunny to partly cloudy and pleasant conditions this afternoon, with highs in the upper 40s. Tonight, cloudy with scattered light rain likely around midnight and after, a low of 33. Then tomorrow, scattered light showers ending by late morning, mostly cloudy and still warmer than normal with a high of 45. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 27, we're at our high so far for the day of 47 degrees.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at WCCU.coa to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. For affordable credit from people you know and trust, contact any of our offices or visit us at WCCU.coa.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good afternoon. It's 47 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. For several years during the existence of the UW-Platteville-Richland campus, the Richland School District was allowed to use the campus gymnasium and adjoining fields for its use. Since the UW system rescinded its presence at the campus, the school district has been working with Richland County to establish a way to continue to use these facilities. It was reported at last night's Richland School Board meeting that the district recently received a memorandum of understanding from County Attorney Michael Windle for review. The Board of Education approved the MOU, which is similar to previous MOUs with the campus. Respective leaders from both the Richland School District and Richland County will sign the MOU, thereby making it effective. Brian Jones, Director of Operations and Maintenance for the Richland School District, gave an update to the board on the concession stand fire at the sports complex. The insurance adjuster told the district it is not likely that the building will be completely repaired and available for the spring athletic seasons. Alternative plans will be discussed and made for water, electricity, storage, bathrooms, and concessions. Sean Josem provided a brief overview of the district's special education, covering key topics such as important acronyms, the differences between IEPs and 504 plans, and the district's special education demographics. The report also highlighted the work of special education staff and celebrated students' recent academic achievements. Education consultant Brittany Kinzer is moving on to April's general election following last week's second-place primary finish for state superintendent of public instruction. On a call with reporters, Kinzer said standards have been lowered under incumbent Jill Underley. Underley has defended the changes made to DPI test standards. Incumbent Jill Underley says she remains committed to advocating for better local public schools so every child can get the best education. The two will be on the April 1st ballot. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is proposing a new office to oversee the Wisconsin Department of Corrections in his budget. $2 million of his proposed two-year budget would be used to create an 11-person ombudsperson's office. The office would be tasked with investigating complaints about the status of corrections facilities, as well as instances of abuse, unfair acts, or violations of rights. Prison reform activists have repeatedly called for such an office, but some Republican lawmakers have pushed back on its potential structure. As a measles outbreak continues to grow in Texas, health officials are warning that Wisconsin children have one of the worst measles vaccination rates in the country. According to the Department of Health Services, only about 85% of Wisconsin kindergartners have gotten both doses of the measles vaccine. That is the second lowest percentage in the country, with Alaska as the only state ranked lower. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and a bipartisan group of her colleagues introduced the Safe and Affordable Drugs from Canada Act, which would allow Americans to safely import prescription drugs from Canada, lowering cost, increasing access for consumers and creating more competition in the pharmaceutical market. Senator Baldwin has long championed bringing down prescription drug costs. In August 2022, she helped pass the Inflation Reduction Act to lower health care and prescription drug costs for older adults, people with disabilities, and families across the nation. Starting in January 2023, the IRA capped the cost of insulin for Medicare Part D beneficiaries at $35 a month for certain covered insulin products. The Baldwin-backed IRA also empowered Medicare to negotiate for lower drug prices with 25 drugs that treat diabetes, cancers, and asthma, currently under negotiation with more to come. The cost savings for the first 10 drugs will go into effect in 2026 and is estimated to save taxpayers $6 billion a year. Senator Baldwin also launched an investigation into the extremely high prices four large pharmaceutical companies charge for inhalers that 25 million Americans with asthma and 16 million Americans with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease rely on to breathe. In just 2 months after the investigation was launched, three of the four pharmaceutical companies capped their out-of-pocket cost for their inhaler products at $35 per month in the United States. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says there's no hidden agenda behind striking words, including mother and father, out of his proposed state budget and replacing with gender-neutral language. Evers says it's about legal protections for those using procedures like IVF to start a family.
Moms are moms, dads are dads, and what we want is legal certainty that moms are able to get the care they need. That's it. End of story.
The National Republican Governors Association called out the Democratic governor last weekend for using terms like parent and inseminated person in the budget bill.
It's mainly Republicans looking for an advantage during the time when they're under attack. That's what I think. That's their problem, not mine.
During a stop in Wausau this week, Evers said he's open to putting IVF protections in a standalone bill if it will get them passed. A spokesperson for the governor said similar bills have been introduced in the past but failed to advance. A Northeast Wisconsin representative is supporting legislation that will allow clerks and election officials to process absentee ballots the day before the election. Civic Media's Lisa Hale reports.
Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Green Bay said the bill attempts to make things easier and faster on Election Day.
I am very hopeful that there is bipartisan support for clerks to process absentee ballots, process, not count, them early, which will take hours off of central count processes, allowing us to have early nights on Election Day versus them being late in the morning because of the amount of both Republicans and Democrats voting absentee ballot now.
Rivera-Wagner said it can take over 4 hours just to open envelopes containing absentee ballots, which leads to long nights and late returns.
Two bills were proposed in the Wisconsin State Legislature last week, one to limit the ability of local governments to restrict residents from having vegetable gardens and chicken flocks. If passed into law, the chicken-related bill would force local governments to allow homes to keep less than five chickens or quails, but local governments can't require permits for the birds. The garden-related bill would stop local governments from not allowing or needing permits for vegetable or flower gardens. There's an error in one of the first ads in the state Supreme Court race after Elon Musk Group got involved. He's the major donor behind Building America's Future, which will spend $1.6 million to support conservative Brad Schimmel over liberal Susan Crawford. One of their first ads says Susan Crawford is wrong for Wisconsin with a photo of her. But there's one problem. It's the wrong Susan Crawford. The one included in the ad is a law professor at Harvard, and when you look up Susan Crawford on Wikipedia and you end up on the professor's page, you find that exact photo. Crawford's campaign called it shameful and a fraud and said, quote, "Wisconsinites shouldn't trust a single thing from these guys." That comes after another ad issue a few weeks ago when the Schimmel campaign ran a spot with an edited photo of Susan Crawford that basically turned her smile into a scowl. The federal cuts have hit Wisconsin. President Trump created the Department of Government Efficiency and put billionaire Elon Musk in charge of shrinking the federal government. Researchers and journalists have been working to figure out just how many people have been fired and where, because this new office hasn't released that information. Madison is home to as many as 5,800 federal employees. Now we're learning people were laid off at the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Madison. One former staffer told the Capital Times it was probably about 28 people from the USDA. The people fired say ending their research and programs could have an impact on Wisconsin's farmers. As much as 10% of the staff from the U.S. Forest Service has also been fired. That includes at least 5 people at the U.S. Forest Products Laboratory, which is in Madison, off University Avenue. And the Veterans Affairs Hospital has confirmed they lost a small number of employees. Meanwhile, the Department of Government Efficiency is looking to close or consolidate 4 federal offices in Wisconsin. That's according to the department's website. It includes the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service office on Madison's west side. Its lease is $58,000 a year, and Musk's team wants to close it. They'd also close an office of the Defense Contract Management Agency in Merrill, saving about $6,000 annually. They also want to consolidate a Department of Defense office in Milwaukee and a Social Security Administration office in Green Bay. In Madison, a Democratic lawmaker proposes legislation giving farmers the right to repair their equipment. State Senator Brad Paff says farmers are currently prohibited from making repairs or having local shops do the work on tractors and combines they purchase. He's seeking bipartisan sponsors for the bill. Paff says it allows the owner of that farm equipment to be able to repair that farm equipment while also protecting the intellectual property of manufacturers. Attorney General Josh Call recently added the state of Wisconsin to a lawsuit against Deere & Company related to the right to repair. You might be seeing some advice or tricks online on how to beat your taxes, but don't believe everything you see. IRS spokesman Christopher Miller says there are no magic steps around not paying your taxes, and that filling out strange tax forms or signing documents and sending them to random places is a good way to get yourself scammed or to have your tax refund stolen. You can find out about filing your taxes and then file for free online at irs.gov. A recent study by WalletHub found that Wisconsin homeowners pay some of the highest real estate property taxes in the country. Civic Media's Brittany Merlo tells us more.
The study says Wisconsin ranked 8th in the nation for the highest taxes despite having the 20th lowest median home value. Wisconsin residents pay nearly $4,600 in annual taxes for a median home value, which is significantly more than the national average of about $3,000 per year. Illinois was the only Midwest state to rank higher on the list, paying a median home average of nearly $6,800 per year.
It's 47 degrees in Richland Center at 1218. It's Public Schools Week. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Are you looking to brighten up your space? Right now at Court & Main, everything lighting is 25% off. From sleek modern lamps to cozy warm styles, we've got something for every room. Whether you're updating your living room or adding a little glow to your bedroom, you'll find the perfect piece at a great price. Hurry in, this sale won't last long. Only at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Visit us today or call us at 608-647-8713. Exclusions do apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide received this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
It's 1220 in Richland Center and 47 degrees. This is Public Schools Week, a time to honor the dedication and hard work of students and teachers. Public education equips students with the ability to think critically, foster growth, drive innovation, and actively contribute to their communities. Public schools are the foundation of communities and provide every child, regardless of their background or circumstances, the opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. Teachers have an unwavering commitment and go above and beyond to inspire, challenge, and nurture their students. Students demonstrate resilience, perseverance, and a passion for learning. Together, they embody the power of public education to transform lives and build a stronger world for all. State School Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley says this is a pivotal moment for public schools, where the actions we take now will determine the future of our children and the strength of our communities. Wisconsin schools have faced the challenge of underfunding and insufficient resources. The public education system has been under financial pressure, impacting the learning environment for every student and teacher. This struggle is felt in every corner of Wisconsin. The chronic underfunding of education in the state has reached a critical point, and it's time for change. Governor Tony Evers' recent budget proposal incorporates many of Underley's recommendations and allocates more than $3 billion for public schools and libraries. This investment is aimed at areas such as mental health, food security, and expanded academic opportunities. Underley says by prioritizing mental health services, schools can provide students with the support to navigate the challenges they face. Addressing food insecurity and providing universal free meals to students ensures that no child is learning on an empty stomach. Increasing the special education reimbursement rate and boosting funding for academic programs allows for more resources, specialized teachers, and enrichment opportunities. She adds that passing this budget proposal is a positive step, but it must be recognized that it's only the start of addressing the challenges schools are facing. Several area school districts are again offering early childhood and 4K screenings. These screenings help identify early learning strengths, delays, or difficulties in children, and provide valuable insight into key developmental areas, helping teachers tailor instruction to meet a student's needs. Upcoming area school districts offering early childhood and 4K screenings include the Richland Center School District. Amy Hardy is the Richland Center Primary School Principal.
Families do need to register ahead of time. They can register online right on our website, or we have various flyers that will be around the community. Otherwise, they can even call the office at the primary school, the 649-HIVE or 4483. Our screening goes from 8 in the morning until 1:30, but what that really means is that there's times available at 8, 9:30, 12, and then 1:30. Screening registration is the 26th of February through Thursday, the 27th of March. And at 10 a.m. is when we'll close the registration in that capacity. If after that you're like, oh, I missed that window, definitely call school and we'll do our best to make arrangements.
The Richland School District Early Childhood and 4K Screening Registration runs from February 26th through March 27th. Screens are available for all children turning 4 before September 1st and for children turning 3 before September 1st that may have developmental concerns. Screening appointments are available April 7th through 11th from 8 to 1:30 at the Richland Center Primary School. A parent or guardian will need to attend with their child. Screenings take approximately 90 minutes. To schedule a Richland School District Early Childhood and 4K screen, register from February 26th through March 27th at 608-649-4483. The Riverdale School District will hold its 4K screenings next week. Hillary Layla is an early childhood teacher with the Riverdale Elementary School.
We are looking for students who will be 4 years old by September 1st. We're also looking at students who will be eligible to attend 5K and who did not attend 4K this year. So that's usually not a lot of our kiddos that go through screening, but just in case there are any out there who have not gone to 4K, we would want to look at them, just make sure that they're off on the right foot as well. And then we're also looking at if some parents out there have concerns about kids who will be 3 by September 1st, they might have concerns in a lot of various areas. areas of development like speech and language, social behavioral, gross motor skills, fine motor skills. So if there are any parents who have concerns in those areas, we encourage them to reach out to the school district as well.
The Riverdale screenings will be offered on Tuesday, March 4th. Registration is now open for Riverdale's March 4th screenings by contacting Sarah at 608-739-3101. The American Red Cross urges donors to give blood or platelets to help build up the blood supply. People of all blood types are encouraged to make and keep their donation appointments so hospitals can continue to ensure critical care for patients. A blood drive will be held Wednesday from 10:45 to 4:45 at Wisconsin Dells High School. To book a time to give blood or platelets, use the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Professional snowshoers are coming to Wisconsin to compete. Here's Lisa Hale with more.
A Northeast Wisconsin recreation center known for its cross-country skiing trails, biathlon events, and training facilities will host the 2025 World Snowshoe Championships, the U.S. Snowshoe Championships, and the Open Championships starting February 27th through March 2nd. Aaron's Nordic Center in Brilliant expects the event to boost local tourism with an influx of visitors competing for a prize purse of over $16,000. Aaron's Nordic Center has state-of-the-art snowmaking capabilities that make it perfect for cross-country skiing, biathlons, snowshoeing, and more.
The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection is looking for high school juniors to serve on the Ag Youth Council. DATCAP Secretary Randy Womansky says they're looking for applicants from all over the state and from different backgrounds. Members of the council will meet virtually once a month to listen to presentations, engage in discussions, and connect with professionals in the ag industry. Interested high school juniors can find more information by visiting DATCAP's website. The Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County will be holding several upcoming community events focused on strengthening families, supporting youth, and addressing key challenges such as screen time and tobacco use. P4P will be holding community focus groups at the Pratt Community Hall on Monday nights, March 3rd, 10th, and 17th from 6:30 to 7:30. These discussions will allow community members to share insights about youth substance use, community concerns, and potential solutions. The feedback gathered will help shape future initiatives and programming. Registration is required by calling 608-647-6131, extension 1516, by this Friday, February 28th. Participants will receive a $50 gas card. Another program offered will be the Strengthening Families Program, a free 7-week series designed for parents and caregivers with youth ages 10 to 14. Participants will learn strategies to improve family communication, manage emotions, set goals, and foster stronger relationships. Sessions take place on Wednesdays from March 12th through April 30th at the Richland Center Intermediate School, with a free meal provided and served from 5:30 to 6 by local civic organizations. The program will run from 5:45 to 8 each evening. Registration is required by calling Lisa Goff, Richland School District School Psychologist, at 608-649-HIVE. Whether it's learning strategies for stronger families, joining community conversations, or supporting youth voices in tobacco prevention, there are many ways to get involved with Partners for Prevention. For more information on P4P opportunities, call Program Director Betsy Raisler at 608-647-6131, extension 1516. The Driftless Writing Center will host an in-person reading by novelist Emily Gray Trudeau Friday at 7 at the Commons in Viroqua. Trudeau will also lead an in-person workshop Saturday from 10 to noon at the Vernon County Museum and History Center in Viroqua, titled Page Turner, Building Narrative Momentum in Your Writing. Emily Gray Trudeau is the author of three novels, The Talented Miss Farwell, Blue Stars, and Commuters. The free public reading Friday will be followed by a community open mic. Anyone wishing to read during the open mic portion should register in advance by sending an email to driftlesswritingcenter@gmail.com with the subject line open mic and bring a maximum of 5 minutes of writing to share. In Saturday's workshop, attendees will be led in building the quality narrative momentum into fiction or nonfiction to help achieve that I just couldn't put it down reading quality. In-class writing exercises, as well as discussion of text, will give participants the chance to understand and practice how page-turners become reality. Participants should bring a notebook or laptop and look forward to gaining momentum together. The limited attendance workshop is open to writers of all levels. The DWC offers sliding scale tuition. Scholarships are also available. The registration form for the workshop can be found on the Driftless Writing Center's website, driftlesswritingcenter.org, or email the DWC for more information at driftlesswritingcenter@gmail.com or call 608-492-1669. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds ice anglers of the deadlines to remove permanent ice shanties or those that aren't removed daily on inland and boundary waters. Ice shanties must be removed from state waters by various dates. Details on when all shanties need to be removed are in the Guide to Wisconsin's 2024-25 Hook and Line Fishing Regulations. Portable ice shanties can still be used after the dates, so long as they are removed from the ice when they are not actively in use. If you need help removing your shanty, contact local fishing clubs, vendors, and other anglers. Owners who don't take responsibility for removing their shanty should be reported to the DNR violation hotline by calling or texting 1-800-TIP-WNDR or 1-800-847-9367. As a reminder, no ice is 100% safe. Ice anglers should check with local fishing clubs and bait shops for current ice conditions before removing their shanties, as the DNR does not monitor ice conditions. Today's winner of $50 in the Richland Center Booster Club calendar raffle is Brenda and Chad Hobbs on ticket number 197. It is a sunny 48 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
Founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance understands the unique needs of Wisconsin's agriculture industry. Tony and Dana Doherty are committed to providing farm families with expert advice, personalized coverage, and fast claims service. As Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can trust Rural Mutual to keep your farm protected. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center for a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field. Dealing with ice and snow makes spring all the more welcome. Simpson's Tractor of Richland Center can help you get ready for spring with equipment, parts, and service to ensure you're prepared to take full advantage of the first day Mother Nature allows for field work. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland remind you that being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There is a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland, ingenuity, innovation, and the independent spirit to get more out of it while preserving as much as you can. To stay ahead of tomorrow, you need to be equipped for it today. New Holland, equipped for a new world. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer today. Take advantage of special cash back and financing offers on the equipment you need, including a full range of tractors from compacts to utility and high horsepower, as well as hay, forage, and light construction equipment like skid steer loaders. Get equipped for tomorrow today at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center. Offers end March 31st, 2025.
It's 47 degrees in Richland Center on this Tuesday afternoon, the 25th of February. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Rosemary Wanless, 94 of Richland Center, died February 15th at our house, Senior Living. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at St. Killian's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Wednesday from 4 until 6. Friends may also call at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic School in Richland Center. Rosemary Wanless is survived by six children, Karen and Dan Kruger and Alan Wanless, all of Richland Center. Elaine and Scott McDonald of Spring Green, David and Connie Wanless of Richland Center, Dan Wanless of Arlington, Texas, and Janine Burke of Stoughton. 13 grandchildren, 24 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. Rosemary Wanless, 94, of Richland Center.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good day, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Very pleasant early spring-like conditions continue across the region with lots of dry weather all the way from eastern South Dakota, clear over to lower Michigan, and south all the way down to Tennessee and Arkansas. We are expecting a weather system, though, in North Dakota to slide southeast and bring some precipitation to Wisconsin later tonight into tomorrow. Around our part of the state, mostly light rain. Can't rule out a couple of snowflakes mixed in tomorrow morning, but really, for the most part, just wet roadways expected. A little further north, where it's slightly cooler, could be a mix of wet snow, freezing rain, and a little rain in central and northern Wisconsin. That's where things could be a bit slick. There'll be a second system diving in from the northwest Thursday to generate possibly some scattered snow showers. And then a third, stronger system will dive down across the U.S.-Canadian border Friday into Friday night. That'll have some heavy snow north of its track in northeast Minnesota and upper Michigan. But around here, mostly just some strong winds. That forecast now for the rest of today, sunny to partly cloudy with a high of 47. Northwest wind 5 to 10 becoming westerly late. Cloudy tonight with scattered light rain likely around midnight and after, low temperature 33. Tomorrow, scattered light showers ending by late morning. Mostly cloudy and still on the mild side with highs in the mid-40s, northwest wind up to 10. Heading into Thursday, breezy and a bit cooler, more clouds than sun with a small chance of flurries and sprinkles. The high about 42. As we head into Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, windy and warmer, a passing sprinkle is possible. Low 28 with a high of 54. Saturday, partly sunny and much cooler, low 22, high 33. A beautiful Sunday, mostly sunny, high 37. Monday, partly cloudy, high 49. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO. Have a great afternoon.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's
It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 48 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 53, our low this morning was 27. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 48. The record high for this date was set in 1976 at 62 degrees. The record low, 24 below, was set in 1967. Last year's high was 58 with a low of 33. Sunset tonight will be at 5:45, with sunrise tomorrow at 6:43. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds, 7 to 8 miles per hour. The barometer up slightly to 29.73, and we did receive a trace of precipitation early this morning. Currently in Richland Center, it is a sunny 48 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Farming is not an easy life, and farm women can attest to that, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farming can be a dirty job. Livestock and poultry confinement facilities are notorious for air quality. Masks or other breathing protection practices are a safety must to keep lungs free from dust, smoke, airborne chemicals, and other breathing hazards. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Sure, men who farm face their share of challenges, but don't think for one minute that farm women are just along for the ride. That's evident from a study done by Florence Beacott, Hannah Budge, and Shoshana Inwood, published in the Journal of Agromedicine. Beacott heads the Ag Safety and Health Program at Penn State University and says feedback from farm women has been laced with a lot of tension and guilt.
There is the guilt of, why am I feeling this way? You know, I shouldn't feel sorry about myself. Or the guilt of, I feel I'm not doing enough for my children. And then also the sense of isolation, where I feel alone. Like, surely it must just be me.
Beacott says feelings of isolation were also common. Her colleague, Hannah Budge, now lives in Scotland and is a rural sociologist. She says good communication can go a long way toward coping with life on the farm.
I think something that's really important is having those kind of honest conversations in the family household, because the farm household and farm business is so intertwined and impacts so much in terms of the productivity and even the relationships within the farm household as well.
I'll have Budge and Beacott back tomorrow with more. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The new Ag Secretary is working on getting some employees reinstated. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The Secretary of Agriculture says the USDA is working to reinstate critical department employees following sweeping layoffs. Brooke Rollins tells Brownfield.
There has been some significant reinstatement on both sides of that lane, whether it's in the avian flu, the scientific research, the farmers and the ranchers, but also on the Forest Service, and we'll continue to review that.
She says the department will continue its efforts to become more efficient. Rollins says now that she's in the building and the department is working to build out its mission areas, the process will be different.
I do think that moving forward, it will be more intentional, that we are much more specific and how we're looking at future cuts and realignment and downsizing, and that we do it in a way that is not harmful to those that are feeding our country and our world.
Secretary Rollins says the goal is to ensure the USDA is fully functional but also aligned with the administration's mission. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley tells Brownfield he would like vaccinations to be part of USDA's plan to combat highly pathogenic avian influenza. The Iowa Republican says there are concerns U.S. ag exports would be affected if vaccines are used. He's expecting USDA's plan to include tighter controls.
In other words, the tidying up of the protocols that developed since 2015, when I think we first heard about avian flu, I think that they were well thought out, but that doesn't mean they can't be improved.
Grassley says he hopes USDA also considers adequate indemnity payments for producers forced to depopulate flocks because of the virus. President Trump says he still plans to impose new tariffs on Mexico and Canada next week.
The tariffs are going forward. On time, on schedule.
The president told reporters Monday the planned 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico and an additional 10% tariff on goods from China are necessary to get those countries to halt undocumented immigrants from entering the U.S., to stop the flow of dangerous drugs into the U.S., and to encourage fair trade.
All we want is reciprocal. We want reciprocity. We want to have the same. So if somebody charges us, we charge them. It's very simple.
The tariffs were originally planned for earlier this month, but were delayed and are now slated to begin March 4th. Climatologist Brian Fuchs with the National Drought Mitigation Center says the winter season has been a roller coaster of conditions.
We can get those late snow events. We could easily be 70 degrees as well.
Fuchs says producers in Kansas could face extensive drought conditions if current models hold up. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
And priming the brain for other addictions. Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
direct cash cattle trade is quiet and cash hogs are sluggish at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to another slow start. Early asking prices have surfaced at $200 plus live in the south, while the north has remained quiet. Bids remain elusive. Significant trade volumes likely going to be delayed until late in the week. Box beef was higher at midday on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.99 at $315.72. Select is $2.20 higher at $306.17. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers and heifers were both $8 to $25 higher. The USDA says supply was moderate with very good demand. There was a small package of light three-weight steers that actually brought $530. There was a large percentage of the offering that was high quality. Receipts were up on the week, but down on the year. Feeder supply included 65% steers, and 66% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steer, 658 to 694 pounds, brought $258 to $328. Feeder steers, 871 to 890 pounds, brought $257.50 to $269.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 600 to 645 pounds, brought $274 to $302, and feeder heifers, 701 to 742 pounds, brought $245 to $265. Cash hogs have no comparison at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. Processors aren't off to a very aggressive start in their procurement efforts for the week, and it shows. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, but domestic demand has continued to struggle. The industry is also monitoring the available supplies of market-ready hogs, hog weights, and slaughter pace. The five-day rolling average for bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct is 91.69. At the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt, the five-day rolling average is 91.27. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $66. And pork values were lower at midday, down $1.85 at $96.58. Loins, bellies, hams, and butts were all lower. Picnics and ribs were higher. For all the latest in ag news, markets, and weather, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Can you imagine what it must be like to have nowhere to turn as a young teen? This happens when parents struggle with addiction, maybe incarcerated, or unable to care for their child. And it's devastating. This is why HALO exists. HALO provides housing, healing, and education to kids who need it the most. HALO is the foundation of a family for children without one, surrounding them with support, meeting their basic needs, and helping them set and reach their goals. But HALO cannot do this work alone. With your support, homeless youth are given a chance at a better life, a chance that they deserve. Consider a gift to HALO to make a difference in the life of a child in need. Go to HALOWorldwide.org today. Make a gift now to make an impact. That's HALOWorldwide.org. HALOWorldwide.org.
Are you considering a residential or agricultural building? Then you'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber uses only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom-designed building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham's offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all your building needs and ask about building material packages.
Soybeans are mixed, cattle are higher, corn and hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mixed, mostly weak, with more rain in the forecast for parts of Argentina and the harvest advancing well in Brazil. The delayed tariffs on Canada and Mexico go into effect next week on the 4th. March beans are up 2.5 at 1031.5. Maize steady at 1047.5. Adjusting product spreads, March meals up $1.80 at $293.60. March soybean oils down 30 points at $45.40. Corn's lower, monitoring weather in Argentina and second crop planting in Brazil while waiting for the tariffs to go into effect. Stateside, farmers are expected to increase corn acres at the expense of beans this year. March is down 4.75 at 477.75. May is down 5.25 at 491.75. and wheat slower. Any real concerns about winter kill seem to be off the table, at least until harvest starts. Higher prices in Russia and Moscow's export cap could drive some business to the United States. Weekly export sales numbers are out Thursday morning. March Chicago's down 8.5 at 570.5. March Kansas City's 7 lower at 589.5. March Minneapolis wheat's down 10.5 at 611. Live and feeder cattle are up, with box beef higher at midday, getting ready for widespread direct business. Asking prices are at $200 plus on the live basis. April live's 42 higher at 195.52, and June's up 70 at 192.10. March feeders are $1.90 higher at 274.20. April's up 170 at 273.72. And hogs are pressured by demand questions in the lower midday pork. April lean's down 87 cents at 86.52, and May's a dollar lower at 90.50. And over in the broader market, crude oil's down sharply below $69 a barrel. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcast. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Day one. The hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Hello, this is Chase Huston with Tim's Talk Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a big sale. Come buy your hay now. Large squares topped at $170 a ton and rounds topped at $70 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Looking to consign your machinery or goods or even list your real estate? Give us a call, 608-723-4020 for more info, or go to www.timstockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Huston. Have a great day.
Are jalapenos losing their heat? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Your taste buds aren't deceiving you. Jalapenos, in fact, have become milder over the years. Large-scale producers have favored a variety called TAM2, which grows faster and larger but doesn't pack the same hot punch. One of the benefits of larger scale production is a more uniform and consistent spice level for commercially produced food items like chips and salsas. Some things to consider when you're selecting jalapenos in the store: look for ones that don't have brown lines. Those scars can actually be an indicator of a spicier pepper. Jalapenos don't just have to be green, they can also be red in color. While the heat level has decreased over the years, the health benefits of the peppers have not. Capsaicin, which is the compound that gives peppers heat, when used externally can be an effective pain reliever. Capsaicin is often used in lotions and patches to alleviate pain. However, it is unknown whether rubbing jalapeno peppers raw on the skin has similar effects. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit outdoorstewards.org.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO FM.
Hello everyone, this is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Here on WRCO, it's time for the news, which is sponsored today by Ryan's Auto Sales, providing a reliable lineup of quality vehicles, making the car buying process easy and dependable for all customers. And Richland Family Prescription Center, open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6, offering handicapped accessibility, durable medical equipment, Medicaid and Medicare services, and delivery. Experience friendly, caring service because your health is their priority.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz. In a vote planned today in the House, GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson will present a resolution he calls a budget blueprint with no cuts specified for now. The proposal, the first step, he says, in delivering massive cuts and tax breaks for President Trump's agenda.